Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Beloved Ministries continues its theme for 2025, which is, Who is He? What is He to you? This is week 11 of the Names of Jesus, and this week, He is Lord. The key scripture this week comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. The New Living Translation reads, Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Christianity's earliest confession of faith consisted of three short but incredibly powerful words, Jesus is Lord. The early Christians believed that the Father had placed Jesus by virtue of his death and resurrection at the apex of time and eternity, higher than any power or person in the universe. It is no wonder that Paul was convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's from Romans 8, the 38 to 39 chapter verse. But those who love him and those who oppose him will one day call Jesus Lord. In the end, even the devil will be forced to acknowledge him. As you bow your heads in prayer before the Sovereign Lord, remember that you are placing your life, the worst of your disappointments, the most protracted of your struggles, the wildest of your dreams, squarely in his hands. Knowing Jesus as Lord would lead you to a deeper experience of his presence and his power. Let us pray. Most gracious and loving God, we thank you. Thank you for being Lord over our lives. Thank you for taking the time to hear our prayers, O Lord. Thank you for creating a safe space to hear the worst of our disappointments and the wildest of our dreams, O Lord. We thank you. There is none like you. You are truly worthy of all of our worship, O Lord. We trust that you will do it for us, O Lord. You can do anything, Lord God, and we are truly worthy. You are truly worthy of our worship. There is nothing you can't do, O Lord, and we honor you for your love. We worship you because you care for us, O Lord. We thank you for another opportunity to lift your name in worship and praise. We call you Lord because you're able to go above and beyond for us. You're able to exceed our highest expectations. You did it for Simon Peter in Luke 5, where you provided an overwhelming number of fish to a fisherman. Oh, Lord, we believe you will provide for us. You will protect us. You care for us, and you will heal us, Lord God. How wonderful you are. How grateful we are for your love. You are our Lord, and we will continue to give you the praise you deserve, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. From our prayer list this morning, Lord God, Vanessa Richardson asks us to pray for her nephew, Christian Richardson, who's 39 and who's had a medical emergency. We pray you cover him with the blood of Jesus, God. We pray you protect him and restore him from this emergency. We know you care for Christian, O Lord. We pray Christian acknowledges you and turns to you for everything. We put his healing in your hands, O Lord. We pray for his support system, his family, O Lord, his wife and his daughter who supports him. We pray for strength and comfort for them, Lord God. We know when one person has an emergency, Lord God, the family is involved. Everyone. Everyone is involved. It affects everyone, Lord God. So we pray. We pray that they have patience with him, O Lord. We pray for everyone around him that's supporting him, Lord God, on this journey that's ahead, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you for complete healing for Christian, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray. We pray and we say amen, O Lord. Amen. We are also lifting up Velva Rose Clay and Jerice Clay in the passing of their husband and father, Mr. Joe Clay, Lord God. These are Laura's neighbors, Lord God. And we pray for healing for them during this time, peace and comfort during this difficult time of bereavement, Lord God. Matthew 5:4 says, God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. So we thank you, O Lord, for the comfort that you will provide the Clay family, Lord God. We, although this news may have been expected, Lord God, it is a new normal for them, Lord God. And although they, you know, it may have been a long process, Lord God, but when it happens, Lord God, it hits different, Lord God. The grief is real, Lord God. Excuse me. Excuse me, Lord God. We pray. We pray for them during this process, Lord God. We pray for neighbors like Laura, Lord God, who and the community who will surround them and support them during this time, Lord God. So we lift up the Clay family during this time of bereavement, Lord God. And we ask that you comfort them, Lord God, that you stay with them, that you keep them in your prayers, Lord God. Just remember the Clay family, Lord God, as we remember all the families dealing with bereavement during this time, Lord God. Again, we lift up the Simpson family that's going through this this process and this journey of bereavement and this new life, Lord God, this adjustment without their loved one, Lord God. It's a huge, huge adjustment, Lord God. So we pray. We pray for the family, Lord God. We pray for those supporting the family, Lord God. We pray for all those that are dealing with loss, Lord God. It never seems, it never goes away, Lord God. Life will never be as it was, Lord God, but we pray for a new normal, a peaceful new normal, Lord God. We pray that the adjustments to losing a loved one, a very important piece of the family puzzle, Lord God, is missing, Lord God. So we pray for those that need to step up, so to speak, Lord God, and help out where things need to be, Lord God. We pray for those people, Lord God. We give them strength, Lord God. We pray for support and strength for bereaved families, Lord God. It's and we also pray. I would like to lift up my mom, Lord God, who's still, we will always still grieve, but having a difficult time. It could be years later, 3 years, almost 4 years later. I'm lifting up my mom during this time of bereavement, Lord God. It's prayer is necessary, and I acknowledge and I know that it is God. It is only the Lord who fixes, who helps us through these difficult times. And I thank you. I thank the Lord who's fixing, who cares, who provides, who protects, who comforts, who gives a sense of peace. I know it is the Lord, Lord God. So I thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray for the Clay family, the Simpson family. We pray for all of those that are bereaved during this time, Lord God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We are also lifting up our own Rev D. We're lifting up all the ministers, preachers, everyone who preached yesterday. Our Rev D preached twice yesterday, so we are asking for prayer of restoration for her, for her mind and her body, oh Lord. We pray that she is restored. We pray that she is rested, Lord God. We pray that she has some good food and beverage to restore her body, Lord God, that she gets rest. We pray that she had a peaceful rest last night, Lord God, and we pray that she will be restored today, that she will receive a word, Lord God, that pours into her, Lord God. We pray for those pastors, those ministers that give so much of their time, of their energy, Lord God, of their resource, of their knowledge, Lord God. We pray that they also receive, that people will pour into them, that they feel the love and appreciation that we have for them, Lord God. We pray that they feel it, Lord God. We pray that they know that their time is not wasted, Lord God, that we appreciate their sacrifice, Lord God. We appreciate the time that they take out of their day, Lord God, to read and research and pull out things that we can lean on, Lord God. Pull out things that we can think about that makes our day and our lives go smoothly, Lord God. So we pray for those ministers, those people, Lord God, that preaches your word, that gives us encouragement, Lord God. We pray for them. We ask for restoration, Lord God, for them. We ask for strength. We ask for healing for them, Lord God. We pray that all goes as well, whatever they are desiring, Lord God. We pray that you touch them, Lord God, that you give it to them, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name, Lord God. We pray. We pray and we say amen, Lord God. Today we're also lifting up the Esperanza Center, Lord God. Some of the members, our beloved nation, is on a week-long trip with their job and their clients and the adults, the mentally challenged adults that they care for, that they love. They're on a trip this week, so we pray that they have a wonderful time. We pray that they are safe, Lord God. We pray that everyone has a great time and comes back safely, Lord God. We pray for all of those. We pray they have a good time, that they experience happiness, Lord God, that they enjoy their vacation, Lord God. We pray for the workers there that they also have to get a little rest as they care for people and they enjoy themselves and they make sure that the folks there enjoy their vacation, Lord God. So we just pray for safe travels, Lord God. We pray for a wonderful time and a safe time for them. We pray they make it back safely and all will be well in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We lifting up our own beloved ministries, this platform, that we thank you. We thank you that we're able to get up early on a Monday and start the week off right, 6:30 a.m. on these beloved ministries, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for all of those who called in this morning, who sets a time and to say, I'm going to get up at 6:30 a.m. and start Monday, start the week off right, and with Jesus on our minds and with prayer and thanksgiving. Every morning as we awake, we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another day, Lord God. Thank you for another opportunity to get it right, Lord God. Thank you for another opportunity to walk in your way, Lord God. Walk in your way. Proverbs 16:9 says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. So we thank you, Lord, for establishing our steps, Lord God. We pray that we follow the steps that you set for us, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord God. So we're lifting up Beloved Ministries, the core member, the Beloved Nation, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We ask all of these prayers in the name of our Son, Jesus, for your Son, Jesus, who is our Father. We pray, our Father and our Lord. We pray and we say amen, amen, amen. So we thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. We ask that you continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. God will fix it. I believe that God will fix it. Whatever it is, God will fix it, Lord God. Please send your prayer request to our email address, which is axinfaithprayers@gmail.com. axinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806, pound. Please visit our beloved website at belovedministriesny.com. belovedministriesny.com for our upcoming events. Even though it's summertime, still check in at the website for things that are going on. Things may pop up, things that are going on still in the summer. So remember to still check the website. So we thank you. We pray you have a wonderful day. We pray you have a wonderful day. It's July 14th. Okay, I'm going to release the line so we may greet one another. In Jesus' name, hold up.